Welcome to my podcast, Just Show Up with Janine. I am your host, Janine Youngworth. I want to thank you so much for joining me here today. And if you're new to the podcast, I welcome you. In today's episode, I am simply being drawn to hit record, and begin speaking. There's been so much going on in my world over the last several weeks and throughout the summer. And I think there's just a lot of different energetic frequencies going on in the universe, different things happening with the planets. We are being called to step into the truth. The truth is being exposed, and there's just so much going on. So one of the things that I have been challenged with recently is just around, again, questioning my beliefs, my spirituality, what I know to be true thus far. And it's kind of interesting because I've really been questioning things probably since about the age of 4, maybe even earlier, not sure. But my earliest memories are about the age of 4. I recently kind of put 2 and 2 together, probably around the time when my mom's mom passed away, my grandmother. And just, I think around that time, I think it was before that, I had this cat that my aunt had that, oh, I just loved this cat. It was a tabby cat, an orange tabby. And I can't even remember the cat's name, unfortunately, but this cat just allowed me to just do whatever. Like, it was just so easygoing, and I loved this cat so much. And so I think what began to happen was I started to really question the meaning of life and, you know, is there something beyond this world? Is there something beyond us? And so I began seeking. And maybe many of you are also seekers. And, you know, maybe it's in my awareness that maybe some of you haven't always been seeking, but you've, you know, in recent began seeking just because you're feeling unfulfilled, or you're wondering what your purpose is, or again, just questioning that bigger picture as well. And so what has been challenging me is something I find very interesting is there's been several posts, and you know, with social media, you just don't know what is real and true and what is made up. And so there's been a few posts around people who, you know, have done, you know, the healing arts and work with crystals and read cards and do mediumship and all of the things, who have left all of that and, you know, according to their words, have turned to Jesus and turned to God and are no longer doing those things because they are the work of the devil. And I just find it interesting. And then there's a family member who has also been kind of giving me a hard time and making some posts and you know, nothing happens unless we allow it. But I can't help but almost feel personally attacked by this person's posts because I know who they're directed to. And what I find interesting is that throughout all of this, it's really, I know myself and I know my journey. And if certain people want to have their opinions about me without knowing the full story, then there's really not much that I can do there. And, you know, this has kind of been a theme throughout my life. We used to have some really close friends. They've known me since I was born. Every year got a birthday card from them, and all of a sudden that stopped, and all of a sudden there was no contact, and I didn't really know what was going on until I realized that another family member had gone and was complaining about me. Well, there's two sides to every story. And this person actually I had cut out of my life for a couple of years. And so these people chose to believe that one side, never ever once, you know, reached out to me to hear my side, or, you know, to know that there's, I always often say that there is more than one side to a story. There's, your side, their side, and then there's the truth. So there's actually three sides to every story. I know there's a saying out there, there's two sides to every story, but I always say there's three sides to every story. Because you're going to have your own truths or what you believe, because there could be pieces missing. The other person's going to have theirs. And then, of course, there's what actually happened. And so, you know, it really hurt. It really hurt when I discovered that these people were siding with this other family member and didn't even reach out to me, knowing me my whole life. Obviously, they don't know me, nor did they care to, because if they did, they would know something wasn't adding up. And so, you know, it kind of hurt, but I knew I had to let that go and let them go and not waste any more time. In my opinion, they didn't deserve to have me in their life any longer. If that's truly, because to me, that's showing your true colors. If you were a person of integrity, you would reach out and you would say, hey, what's going on? Is everything okay? Are you okay? Like all of it. And I never got that. So what's interesting is just, again, these judgments from these people and this other family member in recent is they don't know my journey and they don't know my story. And so what's interesting is, and they don't know, I've been questioning this stuff my whole entire life. Like when I discovered that having intuitive abilities was a real thing, you know, I used to think that psychics and all of that were like unicorns. They didn't exist. And do I agree with all of it? Not necessarily. You know, there are doctors out there that are not good doctors. And there are all kinds of professions, lawyers, dentists, whatever, that are not necessarily good. But then on the other side of the coin, there are many who are amazing at what they do, that have their hearts in the right place. And it's the same thing in all of this work. And so I am going to say I'm a very spiritual person. And you know, people will say to me, oh, well, you're not a Christian. Well, what is a Christian? To me, a Christian is someone who believes that Jesus was on earth, that believes in the story of Christ. I don't necessarily have to be a certain way to be a Christian. And I really don't even like to be put into a box per se, because I would say I'm a very spiritual person and I seek truth. And even with all of the things in the Bible and what I learned from that very young, tender age of 4, when I started seeking and going to church and, you know, with my grandmother and the neighbor lady, and some of you have maybe heard this story a few times now, but it's really a part of my journey, and it's made me who I am today. And I do believe, because I'm seeking truth, that it gets revealed to me. And what I find very interesting is those who are living in fear, because I have several family members who are that. And I'll say my father being one, because he's basically atheist. And I don't know that he would use that word, but he claims that he doesn't believe in anything higher than himself, which in some ways, yeah, you shouldn't be putting anybody up on a pedestal. You should trust yourself. You should trust your knowing. But also at the same time, he very, very much lives in fear and he's just not aware of it. And so there was something I was listening to recently, and it's not coming to me right now, but where she was speaking about being very conscientious. And oh, it was an interview with Jordan Peterson, and it was one of his colleagues, and I don't even know her name. She has a book out. So it was a fairly recent interview. And, you know, she was talking about being conscious and being aware. And so, like, in human form, we are limited. Like, there is no human on earth that is totally 100% aware. It's just really impossible when you're in human form and in a physical body. But we do our best. And I do my best to be as conscious and conscientious as I can. And so along with that comes questioning. And so years ago, when I discovered that, you know, started discovering all of these things that I know today, I was running them through my truth filters. Like I was asking questions and I was, you know, on the fence about a lot of things I didn't know. It's just like when climate change came out and they started talking about climate change. I was like, is this true? Is this real? Like, okay. So like, and then I know that I'm putting myself on the fence, that I'm looking for information. I'm gathering information and then I will make a decision. And I now know that it's all a big hoax. And is climate change real? Yes, in the natural form. The earth has been, I mean, we know we went through ice age. Like, those are the natural, for lack of better words, seasons of the earth. The climate is always going to be changing. But when they are trying to make things up in order to have an agenda, that is evil and that is not true. And so anyway, I want to come back to this topic of, you know, the work that you do, and it's the devil, and the devil is deceptive, and all of these things. And it's like, I didn't ask to be a medium. I did not ask to speak to dead people, let me tell you that. It just kind of started happening. Because I think I am sensitive to energy, and we simply change form when we die. It's like God is in all things. We are made in the image of God. It is just simply an energy, and we are extensions of that energy of God. And if God is the creator, then we are co-creators. And so when we leave the physical body, we simply change form. And I've used this analogy before, but the example I want to use is, there's a couple that I use. One is in the many different forms of water, right? So as a gas, it feels like humidity in the air, or you can have steam coming off of water where it's evaporating. Liquid form is like a lower vibrational frequency, and then the lowest vibrational frequency would be ice, right, where it's solid. We're in that lower vibrational frequency right now. That's why we can be seen and felt and touched, because we're in a low vibrational frequency. But when we pass on and our being leaves the physical body, we become like oxygen in the air or humidity in the air. You cannot see it, but it can be sensed by some. Not everybody notices humidity. And again, I think it just depends on how much you're paying attention. Like, just because you're not paying attention to the humidity in the air doesn't mean it's not there. And so, you know, my journey has just been, so many amazing, beautiful stories. And I wrote a book, it's getting to be quite a number of years ago now, I think 7 years ago, maybe eight, called You Are Not Alone. And it's about my journey into mediumship. And one of the things that happened to us was, it was actually 9/11 when the towers came down in the United States that I realized that I had conceived our third daughter. It was that day. And I kind of went into denial about it, because we had decided that our family was complete with two. And now this was number three. And for me, once I've made up my mind to have to undo all of that it was very devastating. As much as I knew it was going to be okay, and I love her to pieces, like, wouldn't trade her for the world, so grateful. At the time, it was devastating to me to have to change and adapt to the thought of, okay, here we go, number three, another pregnancy, another birth, and raising another child. Like, holy cow. And, but what's interesting is I didn't tell my husband, that I was really suspecting that I was pregnant and that I was going to do a pregnancy test. And, so I did this test and I was so upset that I couldn't even talk. I literally dragged him down the hallway to our bathroom to show him the positive test and turned to him for consoling, because you know what, like, he's my rock and he's always been there for me. And I knew he was like going to tell me that everything was going to be okay, but he didn't do that. In fact, he felt like a noodle to me. I thought he was going to go to a puddle on the floor. Like, I've never felt him so weak. And so I pulled back and I looked at him and I said, "Are you okay?" And he said, "I had a dream last night." And she came to me in spirit form and she said she was going to be our daughter and that everything was going to be okay. And he said it was just the most beautiful experience ever. And when he woke up that morning after having the dream, and you know, he said he put his feet on the floor and he thought, okay, Janine's pregnant and like, you know, we're doing this again. And then like, I didn't know because I was still sleeping. He went off to work because he would get up quite early at that time for work. And so when I confirmed it with the pregnancy test that very day, like, don't tell me that's not amazing synchronicities. Don't tell me that's not miraculous and that that's the work of the devil. And yet that's what these people are trying to tell me. These people that are so focused on the Bible and, you know, that work is the devil's work. And it's like, what if God is in all things? And what if these synchronicities and amazing things aren't actually the work of the devil, because that energy is a different frequency. I know the difference between light and dark. And so, you know, when I have this family member making these posts, I think, okay, so was that my daughter in the form of Satan coming to my husband in a dream? Like, it doesn't even make any sense. And so I think we have to get our heads out of the sand in that this is again, seeking truth. When you seek truth and you ask questions, the awareness has come. God will send you the information. And this has been my journey my whole life. And I've been seeking God my whole life and connected to God my whole life because I know him. And so how can someone just come along that reads the Bible every day and try to tell me that I don't know? Like, God isn't only in church. God is in all things, everywhere, all the time. And so it's just been really interesting because it makes me question, and that's what a good person who's trying to be truthful and conscientious does. You're constantly questioning. You're constantly questioning everything, and you're looking for the truth, and you're looking for the evidence, and you're looking for, like, my whole journey, I was looking for things that conflicted. And if things are conflicting, then you know you're not at the truth. And, you know, that's been our whole last 3 years during this whole pandemic, is things didn't make sense. Things were conflicting and nothing adds up. That's how you know that you're at lies and that's not the truth. And when you start seeking the truth, then that information comes to you. So, you know, it's interesting because I've been so vocal on Facebook. I just can't help it. I'm passionate. I've always been passionate. In fact, I'm just working on a post right now that I'm going to be posting later around my husband teaching me how to. I said to him, well, he told me I was going to learn how to back up our boat trailer. And that was last year and it never happened. And then, like, we're at the end of this year and it didn't happen. And I was kind of a little surprised because I thought maybe he would push me to do it, and he didn't. So then I asked him, he's like, oh, you want to do that? I'm like, yeah, of course. Why wouldn't I? And so as I was learning, you know, he just said, I'm so proud of you and that's awesome. You're doing amazing. And I looked at him and I said, you're hungry. Because, like, we were literally coming off the lake in our boat to go in for supper when I mentioned I'd like to practice. And he's like, well, let's go right now. And I said, but aren't you hungry? And he's like, no, let's go. And so we're practicing. And then he said, so are you good? And I said, well, I said, kind of, but I said, like, do you know me? I said, because I said, when my parents said the day that I learned to walk, I walked and walked and walked and walked and walked and walked, like literally walked until I fell over and fell asleep. And that is how I am. If I get onto something, I am going to obsess over it until I am the master of it. And so I said to him, in all honesty, like, I'd like to practice for several more hours, but I know you're hungry, so let's just go home. And the reason I wanted to keep practicing is because you keep building on that experience, right? Like, oh, that didn't work. Okay, let's try this. Okay, that worked good. Like, you're building, right? And that's what I've been doing my whole life with getting to know God and seeking and getting to know my purpose and all of those things, is questioning and seeking and, you know, digging. And so that's how I know that I know. And so people get annoyed with me on Facebook because I've been so passionate about these last 3 years and trying to expose the truth and trying to provide information for people to go and look themselves. And yet so many got angry with me because I guess I was challenging their beliefs and they didn't want to see it. So I got deleted and unfriended, like even by like very, very close family members and friends. And does that hurt? Absolutely it does. But it's not for me to take personally because everyone has their journey. And, you know, some people are having that journey based in fear and they don't want to see it. And you know, some of them maybe have a limit. Like they like the truth, but they have a limit to how much truth they can handle. And that's what I'm seeing with this one family member. And so coming back to the Bible, I mean, questioning things like at the early age of 4, I would listen to the pastors. I would listen to, I think it was mostly pastors because I went to an Anglican church and a Baptist church, which is one was the neighbor lady that I went with a few times and the other was my grandmother. And I was just seeking and I wanted to hear. And actually I found a I want to say Bible book club, I think it was. And it was every summer. And it was interesting because it was a friend of my sister's. Well, I think the brother was my age, but they had this backyard Bible study in the summers. And then you did these Bible lessons and you would mail them and then they would mail them back to you with like a little prize or whatever. And I just loved it. Actually, it was so much fun to me to get that mail and like to read the lessons and, you know, answer the questions and stuff. But why I, you know, again, I was seeking and seeking and seeking, and I knew what was truth and I knew what was lies. And what I want to remind people is, again, God didn't come here and write the Bible itself, himself. He had to use people, right? The book of Matthew, the book of John, the book of Luke, whatever. They were all people. And I'm not saying they weren't good people, but again, it's their interpretation. And in human form, as I said earlier, we are not perfect. We're not going to see all. We're going to do the best that we can. But it's impossible to know all like God knows all, because we are in this vibrational frequency on earth where we have limitations. That's why we can't fly and we can't like do all the things, just because that's how it is here on earth. When we are back to being in spirit form, yes, then all things are possible. But in human form on earth, it's a little bit different. We're here on earth school and we're here to learn these things. So anyway, I want to remind people that, again, with the Bible, you have to use your filters. And I just think that people are misinterpreting even things that are written in the Bible. And the Bible's been rewritten through the centuries as well. And we don't know what's been changed and what's original. So again, I think that's why I'm aware of the parts that are lies and then the parts that are truths. Because they feel different to me. There's a different energy about them. Just like the light has a different energy than the darkness has a different energy, right? We all know what it's like to be in the dark and have that scary feeling in the pit of our stomach versus when we're in total daylight and everything is calm and peaceful. Darkness is simply lack of information and the light is information. Like God is all knowing, right? It's all of the knowledge of the entire universe. Whereas the darkness is lack of information, that is what the dark side wants, right? To keep people in the dark, to keep them in fear, to keep them from having knowledge and information, and being able to think critically for themselves. So this is getting to be a little bit longer podcast, but this is what I wanted to share with you today, is that you've got to keep seeking. You do also have to trust where you're being drawn, but keep questioning and seeking, because sometimes things aren't always what they seem. And are you willing to get to the bottom of the truth? Are you willing to see the whole truth? Are you willing to see that whole bigger picture? And part of how you do that is asking, because, you know, lately I've been really stuck in the 3D again. And so I just simply ask, what does this look like in the fifth dimension? And then things will shift and change again. So are you willing to see things in the fifth dimension? Are you willing to see the truth? Are you willing to be more conscientious and aware of what's going on around you? Are you willing to really open your eyes and see all? So I keep going, even though there are people who are accusing me of doing the work of the devil. I know with absolute certainty that I am deeply connected to God and that I have seen more miracles than the average person would see in an entire lifetime. And for that, I am very, very grateful. And so I'm going to end it there. I want you to open your eyes, be gentle with yourself, question things, but I want you to also know that no one can take away your power unless you allow them to. And you know who you are. You know the truth of you. And if someone doesn't want to see it or doesn't want to see your side, then maybe it's time to let them go. And they're no longer meant to be a part of your journey, a part of your path. And, you know, something I've learned over the years too, of people that I've had to let go of, you know, now, especially with the what's taken place over the last 3 years, these people totally wouldn't have been anywhere near where I am. Because again, they're just where they are on their journey. And, you know, they're not fully awake yet. And that's okay. That's okay. There is no right and there is no wrong. There's simply choice. And I'm choosing to be fully awake, eyes wide open, because that's what I came here to be and do. And to keep spreading that light and to keep showing others and lighting the path for others and lighting the way. And I refuse to believe that, you know, placing my hands on someone and helping them to heal is the work of the devil, because Jesus did the same. Like, that was the whole point of Jesus coming to earth, was to show us what we are capable of. And so know that you are a beautiful, powerful, potent being. And there is no right or wrong. There is no good or bad. There's just simply choice. So remember, you are the creator of your life. And if something isn't working for you, you can change it. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.